This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Suvendu Adhikari will take oath as first BJP Chief Minister of West Bengal today. The oath-taking ceremony will be held at the Brigade Parade Ground in Kolkata. PM Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP President Nitin Naveen, Union Ministers and Chief Ministers of all NDA-ruled states are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Earlier yesterday, Mr. Adhikari was elected the leader of the state BJP Legislature Party. The Legislature Party meeting was held in Kolkata in the presence of Home Minister Amit Shah. Mr. Shah, who presided over the meeting, said that all the proposals were received in favour of Suvendu Adhikari. Following his election as BJP Legislature Party leader, Mr. Adhikari met West Bengal Governor R.N. Ravi and staked claim to form the first BJP-led government in the state. The BJP registered a historic victory in assembly elections, ending TMC's 15-year rule. In Puducherry, the National Democratic Alliance Chief Ministerial Candidate N. Rangasamy met Lieutenant Governor K. Kailashnathan and staked claim to form the next government. Mr. Rangasamy handed over letters of support from the majority of MLAs to the Lieutenant Governor. The Defence Research and Development Organisation and the Indian Air Force have successfully conducted the maiden flight trial of the Tactical Advanced Range Augmentation, Tara, weapon off the coast of Odisha on Thursday. Tara is India's first indigenous glide weapon system that converts unguided warheads into precision-guided weapons. Consulate General of India in Dubai has expressed grief at the death of an Indian crew of a ship who died at sea. In a social media post, the Consulate General termed the incidents as unfortunate, saying it is in touch with the owner of the ship and is ascertaining further details. The consulate assured that it will render all possible assistance in this matter on priority. The maritime confrontation in the Gulf intensified yesterday as Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps claimed to have captured an oil tanker in a special operation in the Gulf of Oman, even as U.S. Central Command said its forces disabled two Iranian-flagged tankers attempting to enter Iranian ports in violation of the ongoing American naval blockade. CENTCOM Commander Admiral Bradley Cooper said U.S. forces remain committed to full enforcement of the blockade of vessels entering or leaving Iran. The escalation came on the same day the UAE Ministry of Defense confirmed its air defense systems successfully intercepted two ballistic missiles and three drones launched from Iran, resulting in three moderate injuries on the ground. The incidents follow overnight U.S. strikes on Iranian military facilities and exchanges of fire in the Strait of Hormuz that have pushed the fragile ceasefire to breaking point. Israel and Lebanon will resume negotiations with 2 days of intensive talks facilitated by the U.S. on May 14 and 15. U.S. State Department said delegations from both countries will meet in order to form a comprehensive peace and security agreement that substantively addresses the core concerns of both countries. Discussions are expected to address the delineation of borders, concrete pathways for humanitarian relief and reconstruction, and the full restoration of Lebanese sovereignty throughout its territory. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a 3-day ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine, noting that the temporary truce coincides with Russia's Victory Day celebrations, commemorating the then-Soviet Union's role in World War II. In a post on social media, Trump said the ceasefire would take place from May 9 to 11 and would include a suspension of all kinetic activity between the two countries. Trump stated that the request for the temporary truce was made directly by him and noted that the agreement will also include a prisoner exchange involving 1,000 prisoners from each side. And that is the end of this news bulletin.